We begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Lamed Vav. We begin Lamed Beis. We begin with Teis de Remaschot. Teis begins the words of the Gemara. Nafkimina, the relevance is Legite Nashim for the divorce documents of women. Teis just comes to explain what is the Gemara telling us that the difference regarding the names of Bavel is for Gite Nashim. The Gemara said that also another thing that changed was Bavel and Borsif, their names also changed. And says the Gemara, what? Lamai Nafkimina? Legite Nashim. So Taisus brings Mashapirish because his sister Rashi explains Le'inyan, Shina Shem Ira B'Shem Ira. One of the two interpretations Rashi brings is regarding there's an invalidation in the get. If they change the name of the of his name from his city or from the name of her city, and therefore it's important to know what's the real name of the city, says Taisus Einir L'Rashba. That does not seem to be the correct interpretation to the Rashba, because from Rashi's interpretation it sounds like that just like Borsiv is the name of a city, so too is Bavel, and therefore that's relevant to the halacha of changing the name of his or her city. But says Taisa, that's not the case, because the Bavel Hushem Medina, it's the name of the country, but Hushem here, not the name of a city. Kedama Perkasar Yuchsin, the Gemara says in Kedushin of Ein Alvim and Alv. Kala Ratza is Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. All lands, all countries are considered dough to in contrast to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is Bavel, and Eretz Yisrael is considered dough regarding to Bavel. But one thing is that we see that we're qualifying here regarding different medinas. Additionally, Bekamar Nami Hassan, the Gemara says over there that Ad Hechen He Bavel, where is the area of Bavel? And Velash Kechan Shum Duchta Ir Shashma Bavel. So it says, where's the area of Bavel, where that's only applicable for a medina and not by a city. And like Tay says, another point is we never find the name of a city that's called Bavel to say that's the qualification of changing Shem Iroi and Shem Ira. So therefore, rather, Tay disagrees and he says, Ela Medina Hai, rather, it's a country, not a city. And the increase in Shem Medina Meget, and we don't write the name of a country on a get. Rather, the interpretation must be like the other interpretation Rashi brought, that the difference is regarding the halacha of Befani Nechtim, Befani Nechtim, Hadnu Lach, Bememet Likin. We shall return to the second parak, Masechta the Shabbat, parak Bememet Likin, with the Taisus in the Masechta. And with that, we begin the third parak of Masechta Shabbos, parak Kira. We'll begin with Taisus B'Maskel. Taisus begins the words of the Mishnah, Kira Shesukua, the oven that was heated up, Bekash B'Gvava, with straw and with stubble. Now, there's actually inverted Machlekes, Rashi and Taisus, what does Kash and Gvava mean? Taisus brings that what's kash gvava near lari the kash hainu znovis hashibolim shenisha basada. That's the bottom of the stalk of the grain that's still attached to the ground. Hanikra ishtablui balaz, which is ishtablo, it's the stubble. The tevin who aniksim ishabaz, and whereas the tevin is that which is cut with the stalk, which is what we call the straw. The hachemash lekaman beperkashar like Taisus brings arrive. The more later on the kufnun mebeis. Which they come, the Gemara there is talking about regarding the prohibition of waiting by the boundary to wait for Matzah Shabbos to bring back Tevin and Kash, which are these two things we're discussing. Because you're not allowed to bring it on Shabbos. What if you're not allowed to bring it on Shabbos? You're not allowed to wait by the boundary to bring it to go all the way and wait till Matzah Shabbos. So on that, the question is, Bishlam Kash, so the Gemara asks, so, okay, we understand Kash, which is important to know what the word is, which we're going to qualify. The Gemara says, Meshkachas lo b'mechubah. We can understand that that's something that could be attached to the ground. So since it's attached to the ground, you're not allowed to cut it on Shabbos. So therefore, since you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to wait for it also. Elo tevin, but tevin, which we see that's what's considered what's detached. Heche Meshkachas lo. Where do you find that it should be forbidden to bring it on Shabbos that you should say, you're not allowed to be machshach lo b'esatrum? Masik, and the Gemara concludes, b'tavnas saria. It must be told by spoiled tevin, which that's not fit for anything, and therefore you can't, that it would be mukta, and therefore you're not allowed to wait by the boundary either. One thing you see, says Taisus, that obviously the kash is what we call stubble, and the tevin is what we call the straw, which is the opposite of what Rashi said. But then Taisus says, then Bahadam and Bereshim Makabal, then this is what the Gemara says about Mitzidav Kof Gimel Mves. Gabay, regarding someone that accepts a field from his friend with what's called arisus, regarding a sharecropping. So the Gemara there says that Mokum Shenogu Likzer, if the common custom of the place is to reap, which is to cut the grain, which then you leave a little bit of the stalk attached to the ground, the inner shirlakr, then the shirkrab is not allowed to uproot it. Bisham the Amu, because he could say, Nichali the taste for I want my field to be fertilized by leaving in the stalk in the ground, because that's the custom that's done. So his taste is based on his interpretation, have a little memory, it should have said the tiskish. not the tizvin, not tevin, but kash. The anisha bekarkin nekar kash. Because what remains in the ground is called kash, kidipirish rashi, which actually the gear says not rashi, because rashi is the opposite, but it should say kidipirash, like we explained. Hello, but Tesis rather, he answers mishum the tisvin mashma tfei loshen zibul, even though it should really say the tiskish, but since the word tisvin sounds more in the terminology of fertilizing, which is the point of leaving it into the ground, because the custom is to fertilize a field with the tevin. So luckily it says it, but really it means what we call the kash according to Tesis' interpretation. Here next Tesis' Masal Tesis begins the words of the Mishnah Leitin Achiyigrif. Now let's put it on to the Kira until you first do a goof, until you shovel out the coals. So I'm going to explain what's the purpose of this, what we're discussing here in the beginning, Bleta of Perakira, of what's called Gufa Uketuma. Mishnah said that if one heats up the Kira stove with Gefes and Eitzim, which are things that creates coals, so you now put the cooked dish until you do Gufa Uketuma. So you shovel out the coals, you cover with ashes. The Perish Bekor, Rashi explains, what's this, like what we in common utility is the blech, what's the purpose of it? Mishum teisef es hevel. Because since there's an increase of heat when your fuel is gefes and eitzim, so if you wouldn't do the blech, so then the coals would be increasing heat, which is forbidden to do, to return on Shabbos, because you might come to mechata begechalim, as we explained previously, in regards to the halacha of hatmanam. So therefore, that's why it says Rashi that you're not allowed to put these things on, whether it means Nesin L'Ketchilo or Chazara, until you have Gruva Ketuma. But says Taisa V'Enya L'Ri, that does not seem to be correct interpretation to the Ri. Because now, fill a Gruva Ketuma, what do you mean? Even if you shovel out the coals you cover with ashes, he may save his hevel, it's still adding heat, and that's Yisim Mekama Dvar Mashnim B'Bamet Taimnin, even more than certain things that I mentioned in Perek B'Bamet Taimnin, that you're not allowed to have Tamana to insulate in them because the mice have hevel from before Shabbos, and Gruva Ketuma adds even more heat. So if that's the reason, so how does it help to do Gufa Ketuma? Void Morava says, Tais the Chananya, Shari Lahashis, Chananya, which is the topic of this parak in the first letter. Chananya says it's permitted to do Shia, to leave it on the stove from before Shabbos, Av Kshena Gufa, even if the coals are not shoveled out. So it says Taisis, because Vilayasra Maisen Havel, what do you mean? What doesn't he doesn't disagree with that Mishnah? Yeah, because they didn't say it's forbidden from Erev Shabbos, from something that adds heat, Eladavka Bahatman, only when you're insulating in it. Avalahashah Shar, but just to leave it on the fire is going to be permitted even if it's Mais of Hevel. It's only because of Atmana, when you're totally wrapping something in something, that we're more concerned that to heat up this the stove and you might come to be Mechata. So the Taisa explains that the reason why you need Gufa Ketum in the Mishnah is because the Gashen the Gufa Asra Rabban Chananya, the reason why the Rabban Chananya, that they say it's forbidden if you didn't shovel out the coals, is Mishum Dim Asra Lechatuyah, because you might come to stoke the coals to increase the heat, but when you Garfa Ketum, so then there's a hecker. Therefore, then we're not concerned that you're going to be Mechata, but it's not the Algamein, it's not the other halacha of Atmana, because that is a different halacha. As we differentiate it, because if it's mice of hevel, this even Garva Ketuba is more mice of hevel. It's not because of mice of hevel. It's rather because, in its own regard, we're concerned to be mechata. But when you make the hecker of Garva Ketum, you're not going to be mechata. Ketuba next taste of masal taste begins the words of the Mishnah Chamin v'tafshel, hot water and a cooked dish. Taste comes to explain that when we're talking about the hot water and the cooked dish, that we're talking about that it was fully cooked, or is it even talking about when it's not fully cooked? The Mishnah said that Beisil permit to do Chazara on a Kira that's Garfa Katim, whether regarding hot water or rather regarding cooked dish. Tais says, near the read, seem to the read, the Stam Chamin V'Tavshel. When we generally mention, like over here, hot water and a cooked dish, Hainat Filo Loi Bashal Kotzark. That's even if it was not fully cooked. Ilika Michael Ben Drosoy, rather like only a third cook, like this bandit Ben Drosoy, would eat his food. Why? Because the Hakimuki must need, because when the Gemara explains that the according to the interpretation, that when we say lo yitin or yitin is lahachzitznan, is talking about that's putting it back on the fire, that's what we mean that you can't do it on until it's gar for katim. Hava must need in kechananya. That because the interpretation is that the Mishnah is going like Chananya. The Shari Chamin V'Tavshel, that's permitted hot water and a cooked drink, Lahashel Gabikira, to leave it on the Kira, Afil Bisha in the Grufa, even if it's not shoveled out. Afil Loi Bashel Kotzarki, he holds that even if it's not fully cooked, V'Loi Kerabonin, and not like the Rabbanan who disagree and say that, no, it has to be fully cooked. So therefore you see that obviously it's even talking about when it's not fully cooked. Now, that taste is bothered, but if the Mishnah is only talking about when it's fully cooked, then the question would be Vamai. So then why are you saying the Mishnah specifically, as the Gemara explains it, if according to that interpreter, like Hanan, like not like Drabbanon, but Dilma Masnit Nefel like Drabbanon? Why? Maybe the Mishnah could even be like Drabbanon. Umasnit and Bechem and Vitavshel Shem Spashel Kol Tzarkin. But the Mishnah talks about the hot water and the cooked dish that was saying that only Chazari need to grab for Katam. But by Shia, it's going to be permitted. Yeah, because Chem and Tavshel means it was fully cooked. The Maid Rabban agreed the Mashnah got Bekir that you can leave it on the Kir, Shein the Groof of Ketum, if it's not shoveled out or covered with ashes. Because this that the Mishnah requires Garfa Katim is specifically to do Chazara on the fire, and as the Gemara explains for Hananya, and that could even be like Rabbanan. Alavada, rather, it's obvious that Mishum the Stamacha and Batavsha. No, when we talk about hot water in a cooked dish, it's Kamecha ben Desoy Name Mashma. That's even when it's only a third cooked. And therefore, since according to that interpretation, the Mishnah is permitting to put it back on the oven when it's garva katim, even if it's not fully cooked, obviously it's going on like Hananya and not like Rabban. Now, Umiu, however, Stam Chaman v'tafshal, but says Taisus that generally when it mentions hot water in a cooked dish, Havinami Bashal called Tzarka, but it's also told, not only as we just proved when it's not Bashal called Tzarka, but it's even when it is fully cooked. Like it's obvious from the end of the sugya on the Flamachesim and Aleph, the Gemara has a contradiction in the opinion of Remeir, where on the one hand we have a b'ris in the beginning of our sugya that Remeir says that Beisil did not permit to do Shi'ir from Erev Shabbos on even if it's garva katzim, only hot water which doesn't need any further cooking, and not on a cooked dish which gets better as it cooks. On that, the Gemara asks from a different b'ris, Remeir later on, that says permitted to do Shi'ir on hot water and a cooked dish if it is a kir that's garva katzim. So Taisa proves from that contradiction that if you're going to say that when we talk about hot water in a cooked dish, it's only if it's not fully cooked, what's the question? You could say that this, that originally in the first price that Remeir says it's forbidden by the Tavshal, that's talking about when it's not fully cooked. As we're saying, it means not fully cooked. And this that he says permitted is when it's Mevushal Kol Tzarkei, as the price that there is talking about. Rather, obviously, says Taisus, that when we talk about Chama Tavshon and Mishnah, it's both when it's not fully cooked and when it is fully cooked, and then you can't answer that talking about only when it's not fully cooked. Even though it says Taisus, Avpishish Litchis, although you could reject this proof, as Taisus over there on the Flamet Chesim and Avdir Masl Kasha brings from the Rajbah, B'Shem HaFarash B'Ez Hashem, he says, yeah, I'm going to explain Mirtz Hashem, with Hashem's help. Now, but Taisus moves on, he says, Vafili Stam Chama Tavshon. Now, even if you're going to say, not like we just said, but when it just mentions the hot water and the cooked dish in our Mishnah regarding Shehiyah, that's Lo Yehava Bashal Katzarka, it's talking about where it wasn't fully cooked, but that's regarding Shehiyah. But Tzarech Lem, you have to say, Hod Da'asri B'Sham Al-Hachzah, this is B'Sham, it says, Yenaldu Chazarov, Ha'inafu L'Cham Et Shehuch Mo Katzarka. You have to say that's even if it's a hot water drink that is fully cooked. And V'Chein L'Beisil. So what do you have to say for Beisil? When they say that Chazar is forbidden, which is Be'in the Gufa when it was not shoveled out from the coals, that it's even going to be when it is fully heated up. What's the proof? The Kamba Gemara from the Gemara later on the Avraham Chesma base. The Gemara tells us of Avraham Yisabah. He also holding the previous opinion that Machzir Nafil B'Shabbos that Chazar could be even on the day of Shabbos, not only on Friday night, the way Rashi explains over there. Now the proof is because the Avraham Yisabah said Pamachas B'Chula one time it was Ve'Hal Alnu like Kumkum Mishal Chaman that we brought him up a kettle of hot water or Mezagla Zekayis and we diluted his cup of wine from Machzir Renu L'Mekayim and we put it back to its place on the stove, which here it's obvious that his opinion is allowed to put it back to Chazar even on the Shabbos day to a kir that's gar for katan. So Taisa says, now if ve'iloi asab hochma kol tzarkman, even according to Bishami, we see that there's no issa Chazar when it's fully cooked. So manoli de magzin of Bishami. So where can we prove that he holds from the story Rabbi Ishia that it's permitted to do Chazar even on Shabbos? Maybe it was because it's fully cooked. You tell me it's fully cooked that no one holds Issa Chazar, so maybe that's what's permitted by Shabbos day. But maybe really it wouldn't be permitted. So obviously no, because that we see that those who say it's Aser would hold that it's even when it's Huchim called Tzarkai, that Chazar would still be Aser. And therefore, Beishamai, even if you're going to say that Stam Chaman Tavshal is Loyav Abashal called Tzarkai, by the Issa of Chazar, you have to say it would be even by Huchim called Tzarkai, and therefore those who say it's permitted, we could then prove that they say even by the Shabbos day. But then Taisa asks to take a second look, and he says, "Vim Taima." And if you're going to say, "Wait a second," so Vim Stam Chama Betavshal. See if it's like we established that when it generally mentions a cooked dish and the hot water, have a bein boshel katzarka bein loy boshel. That's talking about whether it's fully cooked or not fully cooked. So Im Kain. So if that's the case, it comes out that Tzavi Beshami the Beshami hold Mistamik v'yafalai when something when it's cooked, the more it cooks, the better it is. That Asad forbidden to do Chazara. Why? Keeping the Asad Tavshal Shabeshal Katzarka. Because when we're saying he holds the Issa Chazara, we're saying it's even if it's a dish that's fully cooked. So obviously the reason is because the more it cooks, the better it gets. And there's concern still that in such a case, you're going to be mechatah b'gecholim because it's cooking better. But the imkain, if that's the case, again, you're saying each word, chamin and tavshel, chamin b'shami holds yes, and tavshel not, regarding shehiyah. So, and each one of them means whether kol tzarka not. So if he's saying that by the tavshel, it's also even if it's called tzarkai because mitzamek b'yafaloi, so how by chaman is he saying it's permitted to shi even if it was not fully cooked yet? V'yafalehu, but it obviously makes it better that it's bringing the hot water to its boiling point. So why is that permitted? So Vaymari, he explains, because yes, the vavli tavshel asr b'shami, yes, b'shami holds that a cooked dish is always going to be asr. Mishum d'la'olam yafaloi, it's always, the cooked dish, it always gets better the more it cooks. Even though it's fully cooked, so therefore they were concerned shem yichata. So therefore he holds she is going to be awesome. But hot water, where it really doesn't make the hot water better to keep it cooking only until it gets fully cooked. But after that point, it's actually bad for the water. It evaporates. Like it's obviously something more later on. So B'Shami says it's not asa to do shi on the hot water, even if it's not fully cooked. The lekel makes the shemichatik, he's not really concerned that he might come to stoke and rake the coals. To belechita, because without raking it, yuchum kotzarkin, it ultimately will get heated as much as it needs to, and not more than that, because he's afraid to really rake it, because it might be actually past its cooking point, which is actually mistamik virali, and therefore, yeah, actually, even when it's not bishul kotzarkin, B'Shami says it's going to be permitted to do shia. So Tais proved that, yeah, in general, when it says chamin betapshal here, not mishnah, it means whether it's only cooked to mechel ben drasoy or whether it's fully cooked. Even if you'd want to reject and to say that it's only talking about when it's not fully cooked, when it's only kamecha ben yisai, but that's regarding Shia. But regarding the issa of chazar b'shamai, which is in old cases, or according to Beis Hillel, when it's not garfa katim, that's even if it's fully cooked. So this the b'shamai says that it's permitted to do chazara on hot water when it's garfa katim, even though it's not fully cooked. Why is there no concern of chitui, just like by a cooked dish, which is even fully cooked? Because mitzamek v'yafalei concern. The reason is because by chamin, which is fully cooked, it's mitzamek v'raloi, and therefore to get it to when it's fully cooked, we're not concerned that it might come to be mechatem, and therefore it's going to be mutter even if it's not called tzark. In contrast to tafsh, which also even if it is called tzark. The next tais demaskel begins the words of the Mishnah Besilim, and they say af machzirin. It's even permitted to do chazar, which tais comes to explain. When do Basil say this permissibility of Chazar? The Mishnah said, Basil says, Yiladu Chazar, even for a Tavshal on the Kira, as long as Garfa Katim, because there's no Mexican Mevashal in such a situation. So he explains, that one is allowed to do Chazar even on Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back on the fire on Shabbos, as long as, like this is a blech, what's called Garfa Katim. Like the Gemara explains, now, and the Gemara says, Afilu B'Shabbos. Now, moreover, says Tais of Eloshin, Noitlin Nami Mashma, the B'Shabbos Mairi. When B'Shami says, oh, they disagree with Basil, they say, you're allowed to take it and not put it back. That also sounds like, obviously, we're talking about Shabbos. Because if it's a weekday, we wouldn't have to say you're allowed to take it off. Of course, you're allowed to take it off on the weekday. Now, Uleman de Asu Lahagzer, now, according to one that says, meaning the Rabban and Ali Kananya, who say that you're allowed to do Chazara. So then, actually, Asr Afilu B'Chayl. So then, you're not allowed to put it back, actually, even on the weekday, before Shabbos. That is lebesil kshe in the grufa, according to lebesil when it's not garfa katim. Lebesham, I fill up a grufa, according to lebesham, even if it is garfa katim. But the come with Gemara, and the proof is, in the fact that the Gemara says, ledibri on a machzirin, according to the one that says, you could put it back. Machzirin of lebeshabbos, you could put it back even on Shabbos. Mash medika pukta avachal. That sounds like the prime of machlekes is during the weekday. So therefore, the ones who say that it's forbidden is even on Erev Shabbos. Now, void medakti gribin tam, moreover, gribin tam, he's medayik, says, medikama from the fact that the words are, leyitin at sheyigrif, you should not put it on until you shovel out the coal. Now, the leyitin, and if, when it says you're not supposed to put it on, is like that interpretation of that means loyaksa, which is like hananya, that you're not allowed to put it back. So, if that's talking about that you're not allowed to do the b'shabbosu on Shabbos, so then how could the Mishnah use the words at sheyigrif until you shovel out the coals? But that sounds like that's what you should do. How could you shovel out the coals with kabod asher on Shabbos? Rather, remember the word should have used elam king garfa katim unless it was shoveled out or kabod asher, because we're talking about on Shabbos. And rather, again, another proof Taisa brings the b'chol nami aslahakz of this that we're saying in aldu chazara is not only on Shabbos, it's even on erev Shabbos on the weekday. Now, but then Taisa has to take a second look. If that's the case, if you're going to say the mashir hu nesin le'isab erev Shabbos, then what's the measurement of the prohibition of chazara and erev Shabbos? The hechad the salka bashkama. If someone takes it off early in the morning or Friday morning, pshita the shayla is obviously allowed to put it back. So what's this issa chazar in Erev Shabbos that you now put back something because it's like a nesin like a tchila? It's going to be forbidden Erev Shabbos. When is that? So he says mishosh layuchul hartich meboygem. It's from the time that it cannot get heated up enough time on Erev Shabbos. Then nasa lahachzah. Then it would be forbidden to put it back on Erev Shabbos too. Now, ubi ubi Shabbos, but Tosfos says, however, regarding the Chazar of Shabbos, afilu reisech, even if it's boiling hot, asa l'hachzah l'manda asa, according to one that says it's forbidden, even then it would be forbidden to do Chazar. The ilav, meaning, because we said Erev Shabbos only if it cannot get heated, but if it's heated, it's okay. On Shabbos, asa even if it's heated. And Tosfos proves, because the ilav hachi, if that's not the case, then menole di Rabbi Yishia, sub machzina afilu b'Shabbos, which recorded this Rabbi Yishia in the previous Tosfos, how would we know Rabbi Yishia holds ilav du Chazar even on Shabbos? Maybe it's a hot boiling hot kettle, which you're saying that there's no problem with Chazar. Obviously, Chazar on Shabbos, even if it's boiling hot. Now, but Va'idah Marie, the Reis says even more than what we just said before. So, the Matin Lamim, you could say, that actually, even on Erev Shabbos is forbidden to put it back, even if it's boiling hot. What do you mean it's boiling hot? So, what's the Isser? Yeah, it's Mishoshim Hoyakar, from the time that had it been cold, it cannot have got heated up from before Shabbos, then even if it is boiling hot, but if it wouldn't, it's not the amount of time that it could have gotten hot, then even on Erev Shabbos, it's going to be us again, like Shitas Taisis, that the Issa Chazar is even on Erev Shabbos. Now, because of the Rashba, is bothered. It says, for a whole different reason, more different concept than we didn't discuss here in this sugya. How is it ever possible to do chazara of a pot on the stove on Shabbos? But the Amid Perka maybe Kadi and the Gemara Beit Avlam Gilam and Alf says the Beyim that eggs the kidja and the pot the chavita and the barrel the puri and the bed milmata lamala aser to do it from bottom up is forbidden. Mishum oil because you're making oil. So here when you have the stove and you're putting the pot on top, it's the completion of an oil. It's covering the whole of the kira, so that's forbidden for all different reasons of oil of making a tent, a canopy. So he says, no, because the chiyasa cham oil aray, when did the rabbanim, is obviously not a real oil, when they made this temporary oil, hanemila, that's only told my kesha isa adfan as tchila, when you make the walls first, and then you make the cover. You didn't make the walls now. They already made from before Shabbos. You had the stove walls from before Shabbos. Unless the rabbis did not make it forbidden to make the stringency of putting the pot on it to finish it off on Shabbos. Now, me, however, Tosfos bothered. Hadam about Meitzah Tilma. This the Gemara says in Erev Nefkov Beis Amidah. Gabi Dichri Rav Huna regarding these rams of Rav Huna, where he had to cover them from the elements on Shabbos from the sun. So, the Amalei they said to him, Karach Budju. What you should do is that you should roll up this canopy from before Shabbos, but Veshay B'Tefach you should leave a tefach of it, a handbreadth of it open. And Lamachar Maisavat Oil Arahihu, and tomorrow you're not going to be making oil Arahi, all you're going to be adding on to this temporary oil, so therefore that's permitted to be done on Shabbos. But Mashbet sounds like the Beloishir Asr, if it wasn't left over some at least of the canopy open, it would be forbidden. Avagav that found this Krasuiz, although the walls are already made from before Shabbos, and you're just adding on the canopy, why is that different than the case over here where we said if the walls of the Kiri were made from before Shabbos, you're allowed to put on the pad? On that, Amiri the Reis says no. Hasimishim the dummy oil tfei, because ultimately that's more comparable to an oil, because that's really like an oil which is protecting from the elements because of the sun. So asa filo b'loya sees tvanas. Yeah, there they say it's gonna be forbidden, even though you did not make the walls on Shabbos, and all you're making is the roof, and therefore you have to leave it open of a tefach. But a pot, the loy dummy oil kula high. It's not really like an oil at all. It's just, you know, technically you could say it's an oil, but. No one looks at it that way. Did not make it forbidden unless you're actually making the walls of this oil aray on Shabbos itself, and therefore that's why there's no problem but oil regarding doing chazar of the kira on the Kedera on the kira on Shabbos.